sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on the feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand. The family's in.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Thursday, July 16, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate the text messages. Had to run into the studio and reboot the automation computer. It was playing the commercials, the news, the sports. But then when it was supposed to transfer over to my microphone, for some reason, it was muted and had to be rebooted. Muted and rebooted. So we got a great show lined up for you today. Greatly appreciate the text messages. Officer Rick, Tom, Nick, Jim, and who was the other one? Oh, yes. Jennifer. Greatly appreciate you guys sending me a text message. Glad you guys have 231-360-5140 stored in your phone so you can quickly text me. I'm talking away, and I monitor it in the background with another laptop playing about 20 feet away from me. Didn't hear anything as I was talking. And I was like, okay, something's wrong. So I started scrambling through all the settings, found it. It was in the studio. Well, what's your thoughts about this smoke? This is absolutely amazing what we're experiencing. And the only thing I can thank God for is we canceled the Fun Shoot Pig Roast this Saturday. Antrim County supposed to have it this Saturday, July 18th. Well, they say it may get even worse before we get through the weekend. What's going on? Where is this coming from? Wildfire smoke from Canada and northern Minnesota, where fires are literally burning out of control, has spread to parts of Michigan, causing even the Mackinac Bridge to be completely engulfed in smoke. Air quality meteorologists, pollutants could reach unhealthy status for sensitive groups. This is even reaching down into the southern lower peninsula. I spoke with Kevin Kievsky last night. He was coming back from an event in Macomb County, and he said the smoke is even reaching Macomb. Reaching unhealthy levels in both the eastern upper peninsula and the upper lower peninsula, with very unhealthy conditions for the western UP. The latest models from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy show smoke reaching the Detroit area last night between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. New York State officials have also warned of possible visible smoke and hazy skies across their state as a temporary spikes in smoke-related pollution. State of Minnesota issued an air quality warning for several regions, according to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Here's what the problem is. 800 wildfires are burning in Canada, right now affecting 2.3 million acres. Minnesota officials have reported about 20 wildfires currently burning in the Superior National Forest and surrounding areas. This is where it's starting to reach in the far western edge of Michigan's UP. Now, one thing that you have to understand, this is affecting tourism. This is affecting all kinds of businesses here in northern Michigan. There is a picture on this news story from a balcony at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, shooting down that long street that you walk up the hill to get to the Grand. Nobody's there. Mackinac Island literally is a ghost town. This is unbelievable, and we have no idea exactly how long this burning is going to be allowed to continue. So we'll keep an eye on it. If there's any breaking news alerts from the weather service, I'll be sure to announce it here on the show. Looking over the news stories I was going to talk about today, all kinds of things happening coming out of Lansing. The Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, and the Department of Natural Resources yesterday approved permits for the Canadian-based Enbridge to start drilling a tunnel to house the Line 5 oil pipeline. Eagle said as a condition of the permit, Enbridge would need to submit an improved wetland mitigation plan to address any impacts in the area and would need to meet new conditions designed to mitigate any impacts it would have on tribal cultural resources in the area. The DNR determined that the tunnel project would impact two plant species that are listed as threatened: Houghton County's goldenrod and dwarf lake iris. and would also affect several bat habitats. The issue permit requires a reduction of impact on these species and these habitats. Well, Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy said the reissuance of the permits that were originally granted 5 years ago. Listen to this, folks. 5 years ago, granted back in 2021, is an important step forward for the project, and said that they're continuing to operate and monitor the 73-year-old dual pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac. We are reviewing the new permit conditions issued yesterday and will assess any impacts on the tunnel construction. Opponents who are with the Great Lakes Business Network said the permit should have been denied because of the impacts on the Great Lakes. Bob Sutherland, co-founder of the Great Lakes Business Network, who owns Cherry Republic, said his business uses water from the Great Lakes every day. Line 5 possesses a direct threat to our bottom line, and this decision is indefensible. Hundreds of businesses like ours across the Great Lakes Business Network will not accept it as the final word, Sutherland said. So what, you're going to take it to court again? State Representative Cam Cavett from Sheboygan praised the reissuance of the permit and said this was a win for Sheboygan County and Michigan. Cavett went on to say, "We need sources of energy that are both affordable and reliable. And Eagle's decision to issue this permit will help guarantee that Michiganders will continue to have reliable access to the resources they depend on. Families are struggling with affordability, and we have a responsibility to approve projects like the tunnel to prevent energy rates from rising." He said the tunnel project was also expected to bring jobs to the Sheboygan area and make the area more attractive for investment. The approval from Eagle is a crucial step toward making this project a reality, Cavett said. Well, the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians said they are opposed to the Line 5 tunnel project, along with Bay Mills Indian Community, Earth Justice, the Native American Rights Funds, and other tribes in Michigan. Sioux Tribe Chair Austin Lowles said the Enbridge Tunnel Project would turn the Straits of Michigan into a construction zone for at least 6 years while it's being built. This would disrupt tourism, the landscape, and impact endangered species. The Straits and all the Great Lakes deserve the highest level of protection from the state of Michigan. The decision to allow Enbridge to industrialize this sacred place demonstrates its disregard for our environment, our treaty, and even our tribal sovereignty, Lowe said. Well, Enbridge is also still waiting for a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and a Michigan Supreme Court decision over a state permit. The challenge was brought by 4 tribes and 2 environmental groups. Sioux Tribe Chair again Lowell said, "While today's decision from our state regulators represent a setback in our opposition to Enbridge's Line 5, we are not giving up hope that we can overcome this decision and continue to protect the Great Lakes." Okay, I want to address that statement real quick. What part that you guys don't understand is just, I can't understand your thought process. 73-year-old steel pipeline laying on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, going to be replaced with a tunnel that is drilled through bedrock of the Straits, 100, 200 feet down, drilled through rock, encased in concrete to replace these lines, and then removing those lines from the Straits of Mackinac would absolutely protect the Great Lakes. What part of this do you guys not understand? Well, even State Senator John DeMoose piped in. He also praised the reissuance of the permit, and said it was never a good idea to start the process over, because all you're doing is delaying the process. He said the tunnel is needed to keep the water resources in the Straits of Mackinac safe. DeMoose said, it's time to stop dragging our feet and get this done. Folks, do you realize that if their original permit that was issued in 2021 had not been tied up in the courts, this project would almost be complete? We would be that much closer to the pipeline encased in concrete through bedrock and those pipelines that have been there for 73 years ripped out of the Straits of Mackinac. Stop fighting it. DeMoose is absolutely right. It's time to stop dragging our feet and get this done. My only question is, why is Donald Trump's U.S. Army Corps of Engineers taking so long, and when is the Michigan Supreme Court going to decide the state permit? Evidently, those are the last two hurdles. I'm going to reach out to Ryan Duffy during the break, see if he's available to come on the show, or at least to answer a couple quick questions. Number one, is this in fact the last two hurdles? Number two, when will these decisions be made? In his opinion, when does he think they'll actually start construction? So I'll place a call to him during the break, and we'll get those answers. Hopefully it doesn't go to voicemail, and I get to talk to him this morning. Everything flying, everything operating properly. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading